If La Nina's been good for one thing, it's been getting the most use out of your black puffer jacket. But alarmingly, La Nina could be here to stay indefinitely thanks to a major system of ocean currents slowing down. This morning, I'm chatting to Andrea Toschello from the University of New South Wales's Climate Change Research Centre to find out more. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
My pleasure.
So these currents that we're referring to here that are slowing down are collectively called the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation. I can't understand any of those words. Can you break it down for me in layman's terms as to what is happening?
That's all right. I don't think people are familiar with the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation.
See, I didn't even pronounce
actually,
it right.
It's not actually a current in the way that people think about currents, right? It's part of a conveyor belt of surface and deep ocean currents that connects all the oceans. And it's part of this meridional overturning circulation. And the Atlantic part is what we call the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation, or simply AMOC. So it happens in the Atlantic Ocean. And this giant overturning circulation is driven by differences in temperature and salinity. So the way that it works is that the currents transport heat from the tropics into the North Atlantic,
right.
High latitudes. And as it travels to high latitudes in the North Atlantic, the water cools and the amount of salt increases because of ice formation and evaporation. So the water sinks, becomes denser, and it sinks into the deep ocean. And as it sinks, then it comes back southwards and eventually comes back again to the surface, so closes this massive system of currents.
And is this a phenomenon that happens regularly, or is it sort of a bit of an anomaly?
No, it always happens. It's there. And the AMOC, it's so important that that's what makes the climate the way that we know. So it redistributes heat and energy from the tropics to high latitudes and contributes to the climate we have today. So, for example, the AMOC keeps the winters in Europe relatively mild. So that's why it's so important. It also redistributes oxygen and nutrients around the global oceans.
Okay, very important then. Now, as a result of this, though, we can expect that the La Nina that we're experiencing here in Australia at the moment is expected to go on for a bit longer, or indeed quite a bit longer.
Yeah, so this study that we've done, we linked it to La Nina, kind of a La Nina state, if we can say. So we did this study where we looked what the climate looked like if this Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation collapsed, and which is a scenario that a few studies have been talking that it can happen under high emission scenarios, greenhouse scenarios.
Yeah.
So we simulated that, and we found out that when this meridional overturning circulation collapses, then it can put the tropical Pacific into a La Nina state.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I like the sounds of that, because it not only sounds very bad for sort of the environment, for food production and things like that, but my laundry is backing up, and I don't know when I'm going to get it done. Can you sort of foresee any end in sight, or is there things that we should be doing as a society that might help alleviate this?
Well, I think science is pretty clear. One of the consequences of increasing greenhouse gases is that it makes the global temperatures to rise, and with melting the ice caps in Greenland, for example, it puts a lot of fresh water into the ocean, and that can contribute to a weakening of this giant overturning circulation. So definitely reducing the amount of greenhouse gases that we put in the atmosphere is fundamental.
And your research, is it available online where people can go and check it out if they want to find out more?
Yes, it's published in Nature Climate Change, yes, and there is the conversation article associated with it as well, so they can find out more.
You're everywhere. Andrea Toschello from the University of New South Wales Climate Change Research Centre. I know you've got a busy day, but thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
My pleasure.
Here's Anomaly now. This one's called Bond. Oh, man. The lesson for today is be environmentally responsible or things are going to go horribly wrong. Unless, of course, you like wearing that puffer jacket.